Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 21st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I'm good. Ready to break down some juicy feeds. We got people talking about making out with each other, throwing drinks, experimenting with their sexualities. It's like Flavor of Love Canada.
Yeah, they're talking about it.
Yeah, well, we don't get to see it. That would be too much entertainment. That would be too much dirt on the feeds.
It really would be. So we are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 6 feeds yesterday. And let's get right into it. As Lita brought up, the feeds came back after the party. They were down for the party. Now they're back after the party. And they're talking about the party. Apparently, Olivia splashed some water on Paris. She was like talking to Jesse, and Olivia was like, "Hey, cool down, splash." Which I think does give a little bit of credence to what Paris was saying about Olivia being a little weird about Jesse.
Oh, 100%. Like, Olivia's trying to play it off as like, I was just saying it as like a joke, like she shouldn't be mad. And like, maybe Paris is overreacting a little bit, talking about like how her parents are going to react to that and stuff like that. But it's also like a weird thing to do if you're like not bothered by them talking to each other. Like, I can't imagine like seeing my friend talking to a guy at a party that I'm not interested in and just being like, ha ha, and throwing water on them.
I don't think I've ever thrown water on somebody that I didn't either have a problem with or like really knew well and wanted to mess with. Like you don't just throw water on somebody that you kind of maybe interact well with, but also may have a beef with. Like that's not a good natured thing.
Yeah. And Olivia's feeling like she like shouldn't have to apologize and it was all a joke and is just waking up like, I hope Paris isn't still mad at me. It's like, she probably is. This was weird. This is a weird thing to do.
It is. It's a very weird thing to do. Another thing that apparently happened, there's a lot of making out, a lot of hooking up. Paris and Jesse apparently hooked up, although the feeds don't want to let you know that. And Paris doesn't want to let you know that. And nobody really wants to let you know that because nobody wants Paris's parents to know that or anybody to know that. So just so everyone knows, Paris and Jesse did hook up. Yeah, that apparently happened.
Yeah, and we don't care about how Paris's parents feel about that. So if they're watching this update, we're sorry to bust your daughter.
Sorry. And honestly, look, I you know, on one hand, at least you don't have the footage of it. Right. Paris does not have to deal with people gawking at her making out with Jesse. On the other hand, it could have been less than we're hearing about. And maybe we'll know. And honestly, actually, scratch that, because they're going to show it on the episode. It's going to be worse than if it was on just the feeds.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I always feel like as long as you're not a GIF, you're doing okay. So for now, she's in the clear. We'll see how it goes after the episode.
We'll see how it goes. I think a lot of people think that that Paris's parents have been complaining to the show and that they're like, the show is like really scared to show Paris doing anything. I don't know about that. I don't know if production cares about anybody's parents. If they have scandalous making out scenes for Paris and Jesse, like they're going to show it.
Yeah, that seems very like when something was wrong at like my tiny high school and like moms would go complain, and like even that sometimes didn't work. So like complaining to like a giant TV show that airs an entire country seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, not likely a factor in this whole situation, I think. So and then apparently there was Veronica kissing a lot of different people. Apparently Kayla was one of them, who is apparently a better kisser than the other person she kissed, which was Will. Veronica and Will kind of got into a fight somehow. Go ahead.
I wouldn't characterize it necessarily as a fight because it ended very quickly with like, I love that we're friends.
Well,
like,
I think that was sort of a lover's quarrel. That, like, they got into a fight that night, and then in the morning they were kind of like talking like, oh, let's resolve this because we're not drunk anymore.
I see. Yeah, it was a little bit of a spat where, you know, she's like, we're not a showmance, like, I'll give you space. But then they're also like, aw, like, I love you. Like, we're closer than anyone else in this house, which, like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yes. So they made out at some point. Veronica like took his shorts off or something, I think I read. And
sure, Canadian third base.
Yeah. And then at some point Will was like, all right, let's, like, I don't want this. And I think that kind of upset Veronica. She said something about like, oh, I'm like disrespecting your family. Something happened that was unfortunate.
Yeah, it, I mean, we don't exactly know what happened, so maybe there's more context, but it came off to me like a very bad look for Veronica all day, where she's going around to everyone complaining about like Will being weird because he was uncomfortable with them hooking up yesterday. She's like, well, it takes two to kiss, and like, we kissed three times, and if he was uncomfortable, he should have said something the first time. It's like, girl, like, consent can be revoked. Like, yeah. This is not a good look. It seems like her feelings were hurt, and so she's trying to make it feel, she clearly feels guilty, and like maybe she did something wrong, and so she's trying to get everybody to validate to her that she didn't.
Yes, good read there, I think. So that's, I think that's mostly what seemed to go down at the party. Just people making out, people throwing water, people getting in fights, the usual.
Yeah. Know. Those are the three pillars of reality TV.
Yes. And apparently, I don't know how true this is, but apparently it was revealed somehow that Maren has a crush on Maddie. But Maddie was like, come on, guys, like, let's not, he seems embarrassed. Let's not talk, like, let's not make this a big deal. You know,
that's good sweet for Maren, though. Yeah. That's good for both of them. I feel like Maren, that's a good match because she's like being very respectful of him.
Yeah. Maybe if they last long enough in the house, maybe.
What would their showman's name be? Murdy. Madden?
Madden, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think Madden. I think Madden's the right way to go with that. They were also, the house guests were given a task to clean the house and then dance when music comes on, and they did that.
Yeah, it was for a tasty treat, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll see it on the episode. Then we had Paris talking to Veronica, and this was just a day where Paris and Maddie as well really just spent the day just sinking their ships further and further with this lost cause, trying to campaign for Jesse. Paris talks to Veronica. She says, look, it's not in our best interest to get rid of Jesse. We need to send Olivia home. Olivia's coming after me, Maddie, you. We need, this is what we need to do. Will is being selfish because Will is not being targeted. This is not good. And Veronica's just like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Paris is doing the thing of like, Veronica says one thing about Will, like about being annoyed with him, and Paris immediately capitalizes that on that and makes it about Jesse and is like, hey, you know how you're annoyed with Will? Yeah, well, Will is being really selfish, and this evicting Jesse is what's good for Will's game. So if you want to play your own game while you're annoyed with Will, you should not evict Jesse. And it's just like every conversation she has is just bringing it back to Jesse, and I feel like it's making people feel like she's not ever like really listening to them. Like, just everything comes back to, like, her and Jesse, which is a very annoying quality in an ally. And, like, you've talked this to death on the last couple updates, but, like, Paris needs to just let it go. It's too much. It's every day, and it's every conversation. It's too much.
Yeah, it's when people start getting annoyed listening to you talking about Jesse on the live feeds, like that's when you know you're definitely talking way too much about Jesse to the other players in the house. And this is something that it's really going to harm her game. She's not going to be able to find a new allies this week. While everyone else is repositioning and preparing for the next week, she is still stuck on this lost cause, and it's really a detriment here. Johnny just is talking about Jesse. He's just like, Jesse still hasn't even talked to me. I think he knows that he said my name, and now he's just like scared to talk to me. Like, this is above everything else, like Jesse's major mistake this week, where like the second Johnny asked Jesse, because this was before Jesse became the target, Johnny asked Jesse, did you say my name? And Jesse said, No, I didn't do that. No, doesn't sound like me. And Johnny knew he was lying, and Jesse did not have a chance to defend himself. All Jesse needed to do was be like, oh my God, I did. You know, I threw out your name. I threw out a couple other people's names. And it was just because, Derek had said that, like, or Hamza had said that he wanted to stack the veto. And I was just like, there are better competitors than me. And I just named you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. As a way to target you. You're obviously still, I still think of you as in the seven. I want to work with you. But Jesse hasn't even gone to Johnny for his vote. He's not even considering Johnny as somebody that he needs to campaign to, or talk to. And Johnny is the one holding all of the reins here. Johnny is in control of this whole thing, and he doesn't even bother to talk to him.
Yeah, I think part of it is that Jesse is extremely confident that he's not going home, so he's not doing a good job campaigning. But I also think there's a little bit of like the jock thing where he's not going to Johnny and he's not going to Ryan because he's like, you know, well, those people aren't in charge. You know, like, I'm just going to stay with my popular pretty people and like they're going to keep me safe. And, you know, that's maybe projecting a little bit, but it seems like it's weird that he's not even making an effort with Johnny or Ryan. I understand that Ryan doesn't have a ton of power, but he is a vote and has admitted that he could be swayed if Jesse tried. And Jesse's just not even making an attempt.
Yeah. I just think this is the big mistake here. Obviously, Jesse is in this position because of a lot of very small, like minor incidents. But the reason he's not able to dig himself out is because he just hasn't been able to handle the pressure well, and he hasn't been able to go to the right people. And just like his whole, both him and Derek, their whole view of the house is completely skewed. They're talking about Maddie as something like this morning. They're talking about like, oh, we need to talk to Maddie and make sure that we've got her vote. Meanwhile, Maddie is like the one person actively campaigning to keep them. But they're like, Maddie's sketchy. We don't know. I think we need to work on her vote. Guys, you're so wrong about everything.
They've got their love goggles on.
Yes. We also had Ryan having a brief conversation with Olivia. We mentioned this on the roundtable last night, which was just completely unnecessary. We've got like people are just mishandling Olivia so bad. We've got Will and Hamza who are like, we're saving Olivia. She's going to be so grateful. She's going to do everything we say, but they're not talking to her at all. Then you've got Ryan, who's like, all right, I'm going to be voting to save Olivia because that's what Hamza wants me to do. Now I'm going to go talk to her and get, let her know that I'm going to be voting for her. And how he does this is he goes, hey, Olivia, so I'm going to be voting to keep you because I'm voting with the house. But just so you know, if Hamza tells me to vote another way or if the house goes the other way, I will be voting against you. But right now I am voting for you. So we should be all good. Don't worry about anything.
Oh my God. How could she ever repay him? It's kindness.
Yes. So what is going on here, Ryan? Why are you saying this?
It's like the worst of all worlds where like you are just straight up like admitting this to her and saying like, yeah, like I'm going to save you as if like that will get you any sort of credit. And then admitting off the bat that like you don't deserve any of that credit because it was not your decision. And it's also like if this is how he's going to play the game, I don't understand how he's thinking long term where like, is anybody in the end ever going to think he made any decisions if like this is how he's going to play?
They all think he's a mastermind. Everybody in the house talks about Ryan like he's the most dangerous player in the house. He is like orchestrating everything. It's insane. It's just because he talks so much.
And I think if you just look like that, like, they're like, I don't know, he must have something going for him.
Yeah.
Because like he ostensibly seems like such a zero, but he can't be. It's like, no, like he is.
Well, I think it comes down to his HOH week when he was just like, I think the one benefit to like over explaining everything and acting like you're teaching people things is that I guess they do sort of, especially in the environment of the house, start to think like, oh, he knows what he's talking about. Like there must be something going on there. As it stands right now, if Ryan made it to the end, I think he'd get a lot of respect and people would be like, what a mastermind. But
bums me out so much.
but this conversation was very, it was basically like, yes, I am going to be voting to keep you, but it has nothing to do with you. I'm only doing it because that's what the house is doing. Like, I just want to make that clear to you that this has nothing to do with you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we had this conversation, and this is the third approach to Olivia. The Hamza will, don't talk to her, assume she's going to be grateful. The Ryan, which is make sure she knows that it has nothing to do with her. And then the Kayla approach, which is the correct approach. Kayla, of all people, the person who, you know, should have no benefit from this whatsoever. She's the one getting attacked here, who's losing an ally here. She's the one smart enough to go to Olivia and be like, hey, you want my help? Because I want to help you. Screw Jesse. Let's do something here. Let's make something happen. And Olivia, of course, hearing this from Kayla, is like, yes, that's, I would love that. That's, if you're on my team, I'm definitely staying. Olivia and Kayla and Allie talk about like solidifying some kind of deal. They're like, look, the White Room, they're sticking together. We can't be tearing at each other's throats. We need to work together. We need to talk about who we should be targeting. We think Maddie is a flip flopper. We should maybe be targeting Maddie. Kayla thinks Ryan is dangerous. She needs to target Ryan as well. Kayla just doing some very good work, connecting with Allie and Olivia, making, and I've talked about this before, but reaping all the benefits of Will and Hamza's move. And she's the last person that should be receiving those benefits, but she's capable of receiving them. And because of that, she will be.
Yeah. And she decides to leave Derek out of them, or at least tells out of it, or at least tells Allie and Olivia, like, no, I'm not going to tell Derek about this. Like, this is just between us. And I feel like that's great because it comes off as a lot more genuine if she's not going to loop Derek in. Because it's like really a show of good faith. That's like, yeah, I'm going to trust you guys and like do a separate thing outside of my showmance. The other thing I thought was notable about this is that the three of them are talking about how like they're not going to loop Erica into this deal, but they really trust her. And like, she's sort of the fourth in this. And then that comes up again later with a different group of people with Hamza and co, where they're like, you know, Erica isn't necessarily like part of this, but like we all like totally trust her implicitly. And it's just so great because this is exactly what Erica should be doing in this week that she's immune. It's just, yes, like not really being like a part of these conversations or like planting anything, but just like everyone saying that they trust her. Not enough that she's in the group enough to have to get blood on her hands or make decisions, but just that she's going to be looped in on everything.
Yeah. And, Erica, we talked about this on the first roundtable, that Erica and Johnny had been playing somewhat similar games, but Johnny was just more successful at it. This week has been very good for Erica because she has been able to sit back. And now Erica is a little more in line with Johnny in terms of being able to be looped in with groups without having to be really attached to them. She was a part of the conversation where Allie and Olivia and Kayla like got everything on the table, and you know, she was actually one of the facilitators of that, her and Johnny, where they sort of squashed all their beef. But she wasn't a part of this conversation, so she wasn't like included in this core, but they're not coming after, like, you don't need to be in the Alliance as long as they're keeping you safe. Like, that's the benefit of the Alliance, is that they're keeping you safe. And then maybe, like, maybe you have some say over who goes home, but you don't really ever have a say over who goes home with your Alliance. Like, you don't need to be in an alliance with somebody to be kept safe by them or to influence them. So this is really the best kind of situation to be in. And to what you were saying about Derek as well, like, very, very smart of Kayla to say, look, I'm not going to tell Derek this. And then she follows through with that. She doesn't tell Derek, which is a great move. Like, if you have a showmance, you should be manipulating and playing around with that all, because Derek is never going to turn on Kayla. Right. So, and I don't think Kayla is going to, like, actively turn on Derek either, but, like, being able to keep a secret from somebody is almost just as valuable as like, because she knows she can trust Derek. She knows that if she keeps a secret from him, he'll get mad, but he's not going to go after her because of it. So, so she can be like, look, I kept this secret for our own good. And it really is for their own good. And like, that's very, very valuable to have. Again, impressed by Kayla with that as well. That's where they stand. Kayla doing her best to recover from this disastrous week for her game. But she did, I mean, between Derek, you know, buddying up with Hamza and keeping Kayla off the block, and now Kayla really just rebounding immediately from losing Jesse. People, they are very, very much underestimating her ability in this game. They're talking about how much of a threat she is, but even in the same sentence that they're talking about how big a threat Kayla is, they're talking about, like, well, but we probably want to keep her over Derek. And that's just crazy to me. She should be the one going home, not Jesse or Derek at all.
Yeah, and, like, power players are wanting Derek to go home earlier. Johnny is talking about, like, if we're going to put them on the block together, like, Derek needs to be the target because he's going after Hamza, which, like, I don't know if that's really what you need to be worried about, is, like, Derek masterminding the house against your ally. But it's great for Kayla.
Yes, really is. So Derek and Kayla had a conversation where they talked about potentially targeting Hamza, because Derek does kind of want to backdoor Hamza if that's possible. Derek still isn't convinced at this point that Will and Veronica have turned on them. He feels like, no, I feel like Will and Veronica are more on our side than Hamza's side. And Kayla's like, no, listen. Will is playing the entire house. Will has Hamza. Will has Veronica. Will has Maddie. Will has everyone, and he is not with you. And this is why I was saying about the fact that Will not voting for Jesse really exposes him. I have a feeling that this Will is playing the house narrative is going to continue. And it's going to make Will the next big target, the next big move. I think that's not good for Will, but it is very good for Kayla that she recognizes it.
Yeah, it's sort of become like a talking point, first for Paris to try to, like, get in people's ear, trying to flip things in Jesse's favor. And I think now it's spread and gotten a little bit more credibility. I kind of hope that comes to fruition. I feel like that would be a little bit of a shakeup to have Will, who, like, hasn't been on anyone's radar so far, as a target, to come up next week, to come up big, if you will, because he is a big target.
The biggest. Yes. So I, you know, in terms of, like, targets that are starting to pop up now, I think Will will start to be a target. Hamza's obviously still a target now for Derek. You've got Paris and Maddie, who are campaigning way too hard for Jesse. They're going to be targets. Derek is obviously still a target. Kayla's still a target. See, this is what's great about this house, is that there are so many different targets from different people. Ryan is still a target to some people. Obviously, Olivia is still a target to Paris and Maddie.
I don't think Allie is out of the woods yet either.
Not completely, but I think she is in a way better position now. There's very few people actively coming after Allie. But even Marin has, we'll talk about, Johnny is starting to make sure Marin does not slip through these cracks. This house is in a great spot here for us, because the targets are everywhere, and the house can move in any which direction. So we had Veronica and Johnny. This is exactly what I was talking about. Right on time. Veronica and Johnny having a conversation. Johnny's starting to plant some anti-Marin seeds. When are we going to get Marin out of the house? Who would ever do that? You know, he just seems like he'd slip by. Nothing too overt. Veronica doesn't reveal this conversation with anyone, but just planting some seeds, just making sure that people are aware that Marin is part of the game, he's playing the game, and that we need to make sure that we're watching out for him. I think Johnny needs to be careful about how he does this. You know, Marin is obviously a trusted ally of Hamza's and Veronica to some extent, and if he is too obvious about these seeds being planted, then he's going to find himself in a bit of trouble, I think. And honestly, seeds are overrated. You know, don't go for somebody until you're ready to really go for them, I think. So I'm not a super big fan of Johnny doing this, but as long as he's able to be subtle, you know, as long as he doesn't get caught, he'll be okay.
I just think it's a weird choice of person to have this conversation with. I think, like, of all people, why are you choosing Veronica to approach about this Marin thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Johnny has been able to infiltrate. I think the fact that Veronica didn't run to Hamza or Marin with this, like, speaks to Johnny's read here that that he has Veronica where he wants her. She's obviously closest with Will, but she listens to Johnny, and it's like, I think that what Johnny is trying to do is making sure that that Marin is not essentially like taking his spot. Like, if they trust Johnny more than Marin, then that's great for him. But again, I feel like that's the kind of social maneuvering that isn't quite as necessary as some people think it is, because Johnny is fine to sit there. It's fine if they trust Marin over him right now. As long as he's able to make some kind of move eventually, he'll be all right. But, you know, I don't want to question him too much, because there is benefit to making this move. And if he's able to do it undetected, then that's good for him. But it seems to be working. And Veronica was taking it in and kind of being like, yeah, I kind of see what you're saying. And we'll see how this progresses over the next couple weeks, potentially.
Yeah. And just one more note on that. I think that doing this so far before when this would potentially happen, like, I don't think he's looking to target Marin like next week. So much could change. And so if you're going to people, I'm just hoping that, like, he doesn't do this with other people right now, because if you're going to people and like planting this in their ear, like, there's so much time for dynamics to change. And then people have like something that they can use against you. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if your relationship breaks down with Veronica or with someone that you go to with this idea, like, that's just ammunition for them. And there is so much time for that kind of stuff to shift before this Marin plan actually happens.
Exactly. Yes. And who knows, maybe you need to, you know, pick up Marin at some point down the line. I'm never too big a fan of like getting ahead of yourself in the game, and you shouldn't be putting all your eggs in the Will Veronica Hamza basket, so to speak. Although he is solidifying his relationship with them. Veronica tells Johnny about Paris campaigning tour, and Johnny is like, that's stupid, why is she doing that? Because it is stupid, and why is she doing that? This I think completely, if there was any chance that Johnny was like on board with what Paris was trying to propose to him the night before about like being in an alliance and you know, really making a go at it, the two of them, I think this really killed that chance, because he sort of realized like, she was giving me the pitch last night, and now she gave Veronica the pitch. She's just trying to keep Jesse, and that's no good. She's just trying to work me over.
Sad.
It's very sad. They talk about going after Derek and Kayla next week. Those conversations that we've been talking about, where it's probably going to be Derek, even though they think Kayla is a better competitor and a bigger threat.
Guess what? Hamza's willing to go on the block against them.
Yes. Hamza joins them. And one of the things he proposes is like, oh, I'll go up on the block, stack the veto with me. Stack the veto. Why?
You win one competition and suddenly you're like, yeah, it's a lock if I play for the veto. I got it.
Well, two competitions, to be
okay,
fair.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Sorry. Pro at being in a crate with Veronica carrying the whole competition.
So those three talk about getting together, being like this four-person kind of alliance, with Will as well. Hamza mentions, you know, I like and I trust Erica a lot as well. So let's keep her in on the loop too. And of course, Johnny's happy about that because Johnny has a good relationship with Erica. They also talk about Marin and how Marin is a good addition to the group as well. So basically, exactly what I had talked about on the round table, this grouping of four with some add-ons. Obviously, Ryan is another person that's an add-on to that group, but they're not really talking about him because it's kind of like, we know we have him, but like, we don't want to degrade ourselves by mentioning
speaking to him.
Yeah. Like, lowers the quality of
of our overall alliance.
Yeah. So that group is together. We'll see how long they last. Obviously, again, I think it might be a mistake for Johnny to be too associated with them. So he should be a little bit careful about what he's doing here. But for now, he's doing all right. We also had Jesse campaigning throughout the day. Just very unsuccessfully. He campaigned to Will, he campaigned to you know, a bunch of people, and you know, they kind of pretended they were like, oh yeah, you're making sense, but nobody was really taking this at all. He ultimately goes to Hamza and he apologizes again for, you know, bringing up Carolyn and so on and so forth. There has been some confusion on Twitter, I believe, about this whole Carolyn thing. I'm pretty sure what the timeline of what happened is, Hamza brought up Carolyn, swore on Carolyn. Then later, because Hamza had sworn on Carolyn, Derek brought up Carolyn again, like, oh, you swear on Carolyn about this? And Hamza said yes. And I think that is why Hamza is thinking they forced me to swear on Carolyn. He's probably forgetting that he swore on Carolyn first, and then afterward it was brought up again. And so he's thinking of the second time. I think a lot of people on Twitter and stuff have seen the second time and are like, oh, Derek did this. But it was, I believe, and I'm going by Hamster Watch, that Hamza was the person that brought it up first, and that's what I remember too. I just haven't gone back myself to you know, I'm not going through all those things just for this one little thing. But I trust Hamster Watch and I trust my own memory. I'm pretty sure that Hamza is in fact the one who brought it up first, and then Derek asked him to after the fact, after Hamza had already brought it up. So he's apologizing for bringing Carolyn up again, and you know, making it out like, oh, we're bros, like, I'm not gonna come after you, like, it's all cool. This makes Hamza feel guilty.
Aw, yeah. Well, and everybody knows that you definitely keep the person who makes you feel guilty in the house, for sure. Everybody loves to keep the people who make them feel guilty. Anyway, this is like Jesse doing his best with like who he thinks matters, but at this point it's a lost cause. And also I feel like Jesse is like calling the whambulance a lot this last couple days, where he's just like, it's not fair, like, it doesn't make sense for me to go home, and like, if I go home at the hands of Will, like, I'm gonna freak out, like, blah blah blah. And it just is such a bad look, and like, at this point everybody just needs to get off of his sinking ship.
Yeah. Caleb on Facebook mentions he had to make sure Hamza is going to break the tie in his favor. Yeah, they did have that conversation. There's 11 votes. And so if it's a 5-5 vote, then you're going to break the tie in my favor, right, Hamza?
That's definitely right. Going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, theoretically, we don't know if Erica's voting because she had immunity, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't the impetus for that conversation. So yeah, Hamza feels guilty about this. Hamza is like, this is the part I hate about this game. I feel so bad about breaking people's dreams and sending them home and, you know, lying to them and so on and so forth. And, you know, I feel for Hamza, but, you know, this is what you sign up for when you're like, I'm Mr. Big Moves.
Yeah, especially when you voluntarily take HOH this week.
Yeah. He's basically like, I never want to be HOH again. I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore.
He wants to be on the block every week and fight for veto. That's Hamza's sweet spot.
Yeah. Really, it really is. Hamza just like, Hamza genuinely, I think, doesn't want to like be in the game. Like, Hamza,
he doesn't want to play Big Brother. He wants to play the silly comps.
Yeah, like Hamza wants to be the underdog is so bad, and he wants to be like winning competitions and like then get sent home as the underdog who like everyone was rooting for. Like, that's what Hamza wants. And so like being in a position of power is just like, this is not right. Why aren't people coming after me? How come I'm not getting sent home? What's going on?
Why don't I get to scream in confessional about how your boy isn't out of it yet?
Yeah. we also had Paris and Maddie campaigning even more to Will, trying to get him to come around on Jesse, but he says, look, I just can't go against Hamza. So they're like, look, fine. Well, let's pitch it to Hamza. Let's get Hamza on board to keep Jesse. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, this is not happening, guys.
Yeah. I mean, he is correct in like, that's silly if we don't have the numbers, which they don't, but it's also like,
well, if Will wanted to flip, he could 100% flip, but he's just kind of throwing out excuses.
Yeah, he's planted his flag.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to just let it go with Jesse. It's too much. People have made their choice.
It's very true. And like, especially Maddie, who is then going to continue to campaign to Will and then to Johnny. It's just so much. And she had the chance to stop this from happening when it was just early days and Will came to her and said, look, we're thinking about maybe taking Jesse out. She could have run to Veronica and Paris when they were both fully on board about keeping Jesse. Paris could have convinced Veronica that keeping Jesse was the right thing to do. Then they could have gone, all three of them could have gone to Will about it and been like, no, we should keep Jesse. Will would not have been able to convince them otherwise. Will would have had to, you know, concede to them. Then Will would have gone to Johnny and been like, look, I just think we don't have the votes. I think we have to pass on this one. They would have gone to Hamza, who is still a little bit on the fence, and be like, look, maybe you should apologize, or maybe you should get Jesse to apologize about slamming the door. And all of this could have been prevented. But instead, Maddie was like, okay, I'll do that. And now after everything is set and she can't change anything, she's like pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's not going anywhere, and it's just making things worse for her. And man, Maddie.
Yeah, you can't spend beyond your social capital ever, but you especially can't blow more than you have in 1 week on like something that is just basically a lost cause. Like, Maddie already is not someone who I think has like a ton of influence over some of these people that she's going to, but she's like totally overextending and trying to like act like she is, which is just super annoying to people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just like she needed to be more assertive at one time, and now she needs to be somebody who's going along with the flow. Like, she's doing the right things at the wrong times, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not working.
Yeah, and even Paris and Allie end up having some girl talk about, like, Allie is like, well, I would love to work with you, but the problem is, like, your relationship with Maddie, who I don't like because there's, like, weirdness between her and Olivia from, like, the early days. And Paris totally throws Maddie under the bus and is like, yeah, she's telling everybody what they want to hear. She's a total free agent. And so, like, they kind of have, like, their gossip sesh about Maddie, which bonds them a little bit. So even the people who are on the same page as Maddie in terms of the vote in someone like Paris is not happy with Maddie right now.
Yes, in Tassis in the chat says aptly that, like, basically this Real Deal Alliance got targeted hardcore, you know, Maddie and Will and Paris were all attached to that as well, and Kayla has now, like, taken all of the life vests and jumped off the ship, leaving Paris and Maddie, like, fighting off all the water and nonsense. No good there. And you're right, Paris is talking to Allie, and she's saying, look, I'm not even that close with Jesse. You know, I didn't even like him that much, but then we were handcuffed and, you know, we made out and it was fine. But look, my point is, I'm willing to vote Jesse out. I'm willing to work with Olivia. I think that might be a good thing. I just don't know, you know, what the relationship status is there. And she gets Allie to open up, and this is a little bit of Allie's problem, is that she opens up a bit too much with people. Allie's like, look, let me tell you something. We're kind of sketched out by Maddie. And you are connected to Maddie. And so that's the only, you know, that's the only thing here. Paris is like, oh, Maddie. So there's a, okay, I'll go along with that train. I'll run it right over Maddie. Maddie's the worst. She's so sketchy. She's always campaigning about things and pushing people. And yeah, I'm totally with you, Maddie. Maddie sounds like the worst. I don't want to be associated with that. I'm not guilty by association, right? Like, you wouldn't put me up next to Maddie. That wouldn't be a thing that happens. And Allie's like, no. We'd put up like Ryan or somebody. Don't worry about it. And Paris is like, okay, good. Cause yeah, it's Maddie. Maddie. Oh, man. Maddie.
Yeah. Paris is a good gossip in that, like, whoever someone is annoyed with at that current moment, she's really good at being like, oh, my God, I know. Like, they do this thing where, like I feel like that's a valuable skill. And like this week, it's been a little bit useless because she's bringing everything back to Jesse. Like I said earlier with the Will thing, it's like, oh, yeah, Veronica, Will is so annoying. We should keep Jesse just to, like, stick it to Will. Like, but when she can let go of that and just, like, kind of join in on the goss, like, I feel like she's really good at that.
It's funny because she's like the opposite of Johnny in that respect, where, like, Johnny is somebody who, like, if you mention Olivia and how she's being sketchy, he's like, no, that's not what's happening. Like, it's very, they're contrasting styles, and you know, they're often at war with each other without even realizing it. And lots of fun stuff, lots of fun dynamics happening on these feeds.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes sense as contrasting styles, because if you're Johnny and you have a lot of power and you're in a really good spot right now, then you want to limit paranoia because you don't want anything to change. But when you're Paris and you're on the bottom, you want to create as much chaos and paranoia as possible. So say everybody's sketchy and everybody's doing this thing and everybody's annoying, like, that's great. You want to talk as much trash as you can without it coming back to you.
All right. Well, do you have anything else that you want to bring up before we wrap this up?
Are we going to talk about the Arisa video?
We talked about it on the roundtable a little bit. Oh, okay. Like, you know, they freaked us out, and then thank God, nothing. They're not going to ruin the show yet.
Social media takeover.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that and just the only other thing is just I feel really bad for Paris having to spend this entire day. We're talking about trying to, like, temper Jesse's expectations because he's spending half the day being like, there's no way I'm going home. Like, literally nothing could change. I'm not going home. And poor Paris is like, listen, bud, like, I want you to set yourself up for disappointment. But, like, she can't, like, say, because she's still holding on hope, too. So she can't just be like, give up. But she also can't be like, yeah, totally, you're not going home. I just feel bad for her.
Yeah. You know, she kind of made that bed, though. You know, yeah. She made the choice of the guy. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but it's just the way it goes. We'll probably be seeing Jesse leave the house tomorrow night on eviction night, where I will hopefully be talking with Godfrey Manguiza about the eviction and all of that great stuff. I will also be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to recap the episode that is going to be on tonight, the veto episode. Hopefully going to have a lot of interesting and fun stuff on that episode and tomorrow night's episode, because there's so much awesome stuff that went down on the feeds. But, you know, if I'm being honest, we're probably going to get a lot of like, oh, Will and Veronica, like, playing around. like, oh, they played hide and seek. We'll see. Yeah, make sure you check out the Taran show. I talked with Spencer Clausen, and that should be out this morning, I believe. Lots of fun stuff there. Lita and I have talked Ninja versus Ninja. It's a little late this week. We had a bit of a late start on that one. And we did talk about USA versus the World, but we really didn't like it so much. We decided to just throw away all the audio there. We were just complaining the whole time. People would have been mad that we were complaining about it. The takeaway is I got to meet the Japanese athletes, and that was really cool. you can subscribe to this podcast on the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, or you can subscribe to the reality TV Rehapups feed, where you can get the Ninja podcast, the Taran podcast, the Bachelor, the RuPaul, the Challenge, so many things.
I love the RuPaul,
yeah. it's really great. You should subscribe to that feed because look, even if you don't watch all of the shows, you just you get everything, and then you can just get rid of the ones that are the shows that you don't watch. And then someday, if you're like, hey, I want to start watching The Challenge, you're like, boom, already subscribed to that one with The Challenge. It's a lot of fun. You can also check us out on robhasawebsite.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong. Taran. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. Anything else, Lita?
I was on the RJP B&B this week, so you should check that out as well. Also in the Rehapups feed.
There you go. And if you want any more Powerball numbers, then maybe I can give you some at some point on Twitter. I don't know. Did you not? You clearly didn't watch the roundtable, Lita, because I talked extensively about how Puya asked me for a Powerball number. Or no, he just asked me for a number. And then he told people to use that number for the Powerball. And that was the number on the Powerball.
Wow.
Yeah.
So very prescient. Did you have spoilers? Did you have Powerball spoilers from Reddit?
See, this is people just assume I have spoilers for the seasons. But look, it's a gift. I just know things.
Okay, well, that must be nice.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.